Thank you all for being here, making the meeting possible. Thank you for the people in service, and welcome to the people that's got days and months and weeks, and it all counts one day at a time. And my other sponsor says to me, my other sponsor, old sponsor now, used to say to me, he says, it don't matter whether you got 5 days or 50 years, he says it's all 24s, all 24 hours a day. And like I said, one person in this room will know when I say this, and I thought it was original, and I thought it was mine, and it wasn't, because nothing in it here is unique. And I say, without you, there is no me. Without this program, without the people in it, I would be dead. Either by my own hand, or by the booze. I have to come to these rooms to remind myself. Well, not remind myself. I come to these rooms to help other people. I'm not here for me. I'm here for the person in it, for the newcomer in the room, and anyone else that might be struggling or someone else needs help or whatever. Because like it says in the title, selfishness, self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our troubles, driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. I step on the toes of my fellows and may retaliate seemingly without provocation. But like I said, I invariably find that I've made decisions based on self, which placed me in a position to be hurt. And like it says, our troubles, we think, are basically of our own making. They arise out of ourselves, and the alcoholic is an extreme example of self-will run riot, though he doesn't think so. I won't keep chapting, I won't keep quoting the book, I think you get the gist, and I'll be all over the place. I'll try and do it as quick as I can because I can see I've only got 17 minutes. But, for me, I was selfish and self-centered from the beginning, I think, because I remember I was only about 16, 17 at the time, and the girl I was seeing at the time finished with me. Because she thought I was selfish because I made her pay for her own ticket for the cinema, and that's the story of my life. I've got a BA honours degree with the hat and the scroll in selfishness when I use it, and in manipulation. But today the program's taught me not to use them things. That I have to look for the opposites of them and work on my assets. No, it says, in a step 7 prayer, it says, remove all of me, God. Now, God, I offer, my creator, I am now willing that I should have all of you, it's good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character, stands in the way of my usefulness to you and to my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out of here to do thy will. Amen. And that's what I have to do every day, remind myself. Because, like I said, in step 3, it tells us on page 60, it says, being convinced we were at step 3, which we decide to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. Just what do we mean and what do we do? First requirement is that we be rid of this selfishness, that I must hand my will over if I want to work this program. Like it says, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. What that means is the majority of people, if they put their nose to the grindstone and do what's asked to be done, you will recover. And today I'm recovered, but I am only recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. What that means is I'm no longer being driven by the compulsion or the obsession of drink anymore. That I've been placed in that position and neutrality safe and protected. I'm not even sworn off. Instead, the problem's been removed. Like it says, it goes on, and after, once you get further into the book, it tells us that alcohol was but a symptom. The real problem is me. This thing here, that's the thing. This thing's out to lunch. It hasn't come back yet, like I said, I think my brain's just packed the bags and left, because like I said, when it talks about reborn in the program, it's not talking about that I've just kicked the bucket and went and gone to the afterlife. What it means is that I have had a psychic change, been taken from here and switched around to here, 180 degrees the other way. And now I'm not 100% selfless. I still, like everyone else, I make mistakes, I do things. That's why we have our step 10, 11, and 12. Step 10 is to, continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When it crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. And like it says, we discuss it with someone immediately, which is normally our sponsor. If we can't get hold of them, we go to someone else that we trust to let this thing, because it said in the reading a couple of days ago, especially when you're doing your step 5, you want to make sure that you're not just unloading your crap on someone that doesn't need it. Normally 9 times out of 10, it's done with a sponsor or done with a trusted person close to you, preferably not your wife, or anything of that nature, your husband, your wife, or whatever, because like it says, they will not understand, I tried about 2 months back, I tried, the only person I haven't made amends to is my daughter. I'm trying to make amends to her, saying about this program that I'm in, what I have to do, and she just didn't want to know. She's talking to me. She, that trust is coming back slowly, but she didn't want to hear the amends. She says, whatever you're doing in there, do what you need to do, but just don't involve me. Like I said, the outside world don't understand what we are and what we do. They think we're just a bunch of people sitting around chanting and burning joss sticks and burning crosses in people's heads, and like you said, today was the program done for me. The program for me has given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything special. Just means that today I've got a roof over my head, I've got clothes on my back, I've got food to eat, and my bills are paid. Anything beyond that is a bonus. Anything beyond that is a bonus. So like I said, like it tells me, we have to be rid of self. We have to, or it will kill us. We have to. If we hang on to selfishness and self-centeredness, you have that conflict inside you, like the yin and the yang, and they're going to be tearing each other apart. That's why we have our step 4 and 5. To clear the wreckage of the past, to start afresh, to start anew. And that's what I do today, And like I said, I'm not a saint. Says we're not saints. The point is that we're willing to go along spiritual lines. That doesn't mean it's a get out of clause either. That doesn't mean, what do you expect, It doesn't work that way. We take responsibility for our thoughts and our actions and our behavior today. We take on board what we can do for others as well, because that's what this program is about. It says our very lives as ex-problem drinkers depend upon our constant thought of others and how we may meet their needs. And it goes on page 77. It says our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people around us. Doesn't say anywhere in there that this is a selfish program. Doesn't say anywhere that I have to come to AA. Yes, I have to be in these rooms to stay sober but it's contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. Like I said, I'm not cured. I still have the allergy inside of me. It just needs one drink to kick it off. But God's taken me and given me a sanity between me and the first drink. And it tells us that in the step 10 promises. Like I said, we've been placed in that position, neutrality, safe and protected, not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. Does not exist. So long as I work this program and work with others. It's not just about coming and sticking your bum on the seat and hoping it's going to wear on. You're going to magically get it. If you want what we have, do what we do. Even Bill W., when he wrote that, I'm not an expert on this program, I never will be. But there's a line in the first edition of the big book, and it says, if you know, once we get to the after the ABCs again, says if you're not convinced by this time that you're alcoholic, go back through the book again. And if that doesn't work, throw the book away. You know what I mean? It's a program of honesty. A program of honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. Change or die, basically. And that's what happens. Because the people in these rooms, this is the last chance saloon. We have nowhere else to go. This is the only place we either get it or we die. You know, and that is the bare facts of it. And that it says at the moment we've got very low recovery rates. You know, when Bill and Bob were doing this, they're having a lot more success than we were, between 50-75%. I think Dr. Bob at one point was having 100% recovery. And that's because they were carrying the message of the book. And that's what we do. The message is in the book. Now it says, practical experience shows nothing more so much as ensure immunity from drinking is intensive work with other alcoholics. It works well until you fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message, not my message, not mine. The message that's in the book. Because my message will kill you, it was said to me. And something told me I don't understand what that means. Because what we do is we take the core of the book, and then we take it away, and it's ours, and we mould ourselves around it. You know? I'm here for one reason only, and that's to be stay sober and help another alcoholic, whether that be sponsoring or just being there for someone and talking to them, giving them hope. Because that's what we do in these rooms. We don't come here to share drunk logs. We come here to share the message of it here. You know, people, newcomers that come in the room, if all they hear is doom and gloom, they're going to say, well, I can get this, and listen to this in the pub. We're here to give them hope. We're here to tell them that there's a purpose to this. That all they have to do is not pick up that first drink, go to meetings, get a sponsor, and start working the program. And none of this, well, I'll do one step a year. I'll do one step a month. Bill and Bob were doing these in 48 hours. Between 48 and 72 hours they were doing this. Because a lot of people are coming here. They're on their last legs. Their head's gone. And they need it quick. So you take them through it quickly to save their lives. And then you go back to it again, line by line, page by page. You know, I'm bouncing all over the place because I've got dyslexia and I've got ADHD. But like I said, you know, my purpose now is to, it says in the book, we're in the world of the spirit. We're not running on my time anymore. We're working on God's time. He is the principal. We are his agents. He is the father. We're his children. Most good ideas are simple, but this is the keystone of the new and triumphant arch to which we follow. All I have to do is give up my way of life, my way of thinking. I asked God in the morning, I said, God, help me to see the world where you see it. Help me to hear the world as you hear it. And help me to speak to the world as you would speak to it. And that's what I do today. I give of myself and try my best not to expect anything in return. No hooks, as they call it. I don't manipulate anyone around me. I stay honest, I stay true, and I work this program to the best of my ability. Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And like I said, I'm clean, I'm sober today. I haven't taken a drink, don't need to take one. And like I said, when I go outside them doors into the world that I don't understand because I'm still a trapped little, I say, like, we're frightened children and stuck inside of an adult's body. You know, trying to make sense of the world. We weren't given the instruction manual when we were born. I mean, there was no Haynes manual, you know, telling us what to do. Just trying to figure it out on our own. And for me, I just couldn't, I still don't today. And when I listen to other people's conversations outside there, I'm like, you're bonkers, you're mad. No.
Five minutes, Ms. Fuller.
Thank you. So what am I trying to get at? What I'm trying to get at is to people in these rooms, for the newcomers especially, don't let this be your last meeting. Make this be your first one. Because without these rooms, we will die. All I'm asked to do in return is give, give, give. I'll leave it there, thanks.